say the storm is broken in the middle of the night. Nothing left here for me. It's washed away. The rain pushes the buildings aside. The sky turns black. The sky. Wash it far. Push it out to sea. Nothing left here for me. I watch it lift up to the sky. I watch it crush me. And then I die.
You got it tuned into WMFO 91.5, Medford.
Speak to me, baby, in the middle of the night. Pull your mouth close to mine. I can see the wind coming down.
Go. Is it? a fact that I'm the seventh son. I'm the seventh son. And right now you could care less about me, but soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Let's have a ball and a biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out, and we'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. We'll be right back.
There is an edged silver lined, and it casts beams of light that shine and shine.
You've got it tuned into 91.5 WMFO. And I'm having a little hard time hearing myself in here. And that's why I have Edward behind me, because he's training me and he just pushed a button and made it all better. Thanks, Edward. You are listening to Ryan. I am training with the wonderful Edward, who is letting me sit in like a gentleman as I learn the new settings here at my brand new station, where I soon hope to dominate. You know what? I remembered I wanted to have some music playing, and I gotta get used to having that. So I'm gonna turn this ambient music up. Because Edward, one of Edward's pieces of advice is that it's always good to have something playing in the background, so that way if your mind starts to wander, or if you forget to talk about something, or you're just starts saying random nonsense, at least there's music in the background and it makes you concentrate. So I really like that. I'm having a great time. I'm in training week number 2 here at WMFO with Edward, and he is so kind as to let me take over his wonderful show, Plastic Sushi. And as you can tell, our styles of music are very different, but our love of music is exactly the same, and that's why we are perfect together, perfect trainer, trainee. Despite the musical differences, the fact is we love our music and we love being on the air, and that's what we're doing this. You just heard a nice long set kicking off with one of my, a band out of Texas, Austin, Texas, where I used to live, Ghostland Observatory, track called Heavy Heart from their album Robotique Majestique is the name of that album. Moby, I played you The Sky Is Broken, a little local music. Before that, with Darling Side from their brand new album called Birds Say, played you a track called White Horses. The wonderful Grammy Award-winning Alabama Shakes up ahead of that with a track called Hold On from their Boys and Girls album. Little David Bowie, because you can't really have a set without some David Bowie in it. That's my opinion. All the Young Dudes, I played that from the Best of David Bowie album, 69 to 74. Is the tracks that all those songs, the years those songs fell into place there. White Stripes, Ball and Biscuit off of the phenomenal 2003 album Elephant. Brand new music from Foxtails Brigade. They have a new album coming out April 8th. It's self-titled, and I played you the new track called None But the Lost. And more local music up ahead of that. Great band called Love Love and a track called Dreaming from the self-titled album. Gonna get back into it because I got lots of music to play and so little time, and I got more training to do, so I'm gonna do that. And I'm gonna put some music on that I think you're gonna enjoy. Oh, and by the way, I forgot I had asked Edward, even though I'm sitting in for his set here, I'm doing a preview of my show, and when I do get a set here, whenever that is, I hope it's soon, I am going to be doing the Music Savage show. Now, I write a blog with my buddies Kyle, my buddy Steve, and my buddy Camille. We all write for a blog here called Music Savage. It's run by my buddy Kyle Mitchell. We contribute music reviews. We showcase new music. We write about local music and basically just music that we love. Music Savage is about music that the four of us love. And we love writing about it. And we love telling you about it. And we love having you listen to it. So my show is going to be based on Music Savage. And I do hope that you are enjoying the preview. I'm going to get back into another band that we all love at Music Savage, and I'm sure you love them too. It's The Cure, who are going back on tour. They're going to be in the States this summer here in Boston, and I am very excited about that. I'm going to play you a track called 100 Years from The Cure. WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life for the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
I've tried my best to give you the good life. But in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lives, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only are we in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was death by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial. No man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children.
That this nation should
you can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent
before
reaction.
This decade is out.
And landing a man on the moon and returning him
unfamiliar to us. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, we weren't. Communists.
Of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
With violence and the violence
no single space project in this period.
If we can't
be more impressive to mankind,
or more important, or expensive.
We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack B. Martin said, I don't know where he's at right this moment.
We propose
Jack,
to accelerate
he said,
development
only work one day,
of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. Right. Proposed to develop alternate liquid solid blue boots, much larger
what's
than any now being developed.
A few minutes.
Under certain conditions,
one of those people on that plane
we
is
propose
gonna,
additional
gonna
funds
for development. I didn't plan
it's run
it.
And exploration. Exploration, which
comes that plane into the jungle.
And for unmanned exploration.
Not have any of our children.
Explorations, which are particularly important. For one purpose which this nation will
Jack,
never overlook.
As plain as I know how to tell
the
you,
survival of the man who first makes
I never
daring
lied
flight.
To you.
But in a very real sense,
that's what's
gonna
happen.
It will
that's
not be one man going to the moon.
And he will do it.
If we make this judgment
He'll
affirmatively, it will be an entire nation.
Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece. Step over quietly because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. Opportunity, but if our children are left, we are going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get people who cause this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine.
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too
late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with the guns, and it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And they say, I don't have to take the blame for this, but I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjar, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjar, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up this family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived with for all, and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of a question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying, they told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I said. I don't think nothing is impossible.
Well, how are we going to
believe it?
How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they did. They gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue, not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. They give us a code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. You can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately. Otherwise, we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living this treachery. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. Christine, it's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20-odd. That's a small...
20-odd. 20-odd.
Compared to what here?
20-odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Debbie Blakey for the murder. For the murder of his mother, and he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane.
I was speaking about the plane for us to go
to Russia.
You think Russia's going to want... No, not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my faith.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies.
You've been listening to that crazy mixed up sound collage. The Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Show here on WMFO in Medford. And we, this evening, have been having our final training session with Ryan, who'd be coming on the WMFO airwaves pretty soon. And that last 10 minutes or so, we've been making a sound collage live here in Studio A and fooling around with a whole bunch of our advanced equipment. The bed for that was the German electronic band Tangerine Dream and Phaedra off of their album of the same piece. And mixing in there, I had, well, a little bit of FDR, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, some John F. Kennedy, and more macabre, the Reverend Jim Jones. The Jonestown's Death Tapes is what you can look for this on the internet. And somebody actually recorded him down in Guyana, where he got hundreds of his followers to commit suicide by drinking cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Actually, it was Flavor Aid, although in Jonestown, they did have large quantities of both Kool-Aid and Flavor Aid. Thanks so much for listening tonight. We'll be back again next week, and it's going to be St. Patrick's Day, so I don't think I'm going to need to go looking too far to find an appropriate theme. Coming up next is Chase Carson with a Time Tunnel Rhythm and Blues, Soul, Funk, Dance, and Disco from back in the day, and special guest Doug this evening. So stay tuned from 10 p.m. until midnight, and looking forward to that jazz interlude in the second hour. So, yes, thanks again for listening, and we'll be back next week here on WMFO in Medford.
I haven't seen anybody yet that didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. 1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. But I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. I have to pay. I'm standing with you, Jar. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My journey is just detach myself. No. I never detached myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. Maybe the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. Talking about the nows and the dispensation of judgment. This is the revolutionary. This is the revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
But I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
They but also they deserve what's more, they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I've laid down my life practically. I've practically